Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new book titled The Cosma Hypothesis asks people to consider their place as citizens of the universe. The book looks back on our history of space exploration and what the future holds as humans delve further into space. It also takes us inside the minds of astronauts who've left the Earth and how that experience changed the way they think about the universe. Frank White is a Boston-based space philosopher and is the author of this book and joins us here in the studio now. Hi, Frank. Good to see you.
Thanks, Bob. Good to be here.
So give us the layperson's explanation for what the Cosma Hypothesis is and how you came up with that name.
It's a theory which looks at the question of how is it and why is it that planet Earth has produced a spacefaring species. I've constantly explained why we ought to go into outer space. But when I was writing my first book, The Overview Effect, I realized all the reasons were focused on how it would benefit humanity. And in this book, I decided to ask myself, is there some benefit we might be providing to the universe? What do we offer as well as what can we take?
And why should we look at things that way from your point of view?
For many years, we looked at the Earth as this environment that we could exploit. Partly because we've gone into outer space and looked back at the planet, we've realized, no, we need to be in more balance and harmony with the planet. My concern is, if we don't do the same thing with the solar system and then the universe, we're going to look back, or our descendants are going to look back 500 years from now and say, now we have to start over and fix it. Which is what we're doing with the Earth, if you think about it.
What's the Cosma of Cosma Hypothesis?
Cosma is a name I've given to the universe. I wanted to give the concept more of a personal and indeed feminine terminology. If we think of the universe as being alive, it changes how we interact with it. In my first book, I interviewed quite a few astronauts. And more than one said, when you're out there, the Earth looks like a living thing. And when I wanted to start thinking about this new idea, I merely went back to my original interviews, and they did talk about the universe.
Is there one interview or quote from an astronaut that sticks with you most?
Interestingly enough, given where we are, it was a quote by Al Sacco Jr. Al's from South Boston. He said, you know, people ask me, why do I risk my life to explore outer space? And I tell them about the astronaut secret. When you're out there, you realize that we're not only citizens of a planet, but we are citizens of the universe. I believe it summarizes the Cosma Hypothesis very well. What does it mean for us to be citizens of the universe?
Well, let me pose that question to you. What's your aim here in terms of how much we can contribute to it and whether we can make the universe a more advanced and intelligent place?
Well, one of the concepts that I've been pushing is the idea of a human space program. We're really getting pretty far along on the fundamental engineering questions, but we're not very far along on the sociological and political and ethical questions. How will there be peace on Mars if there are people there? What will we do if we find primitive life on other planets? How will we treat that life? Let's don't just go out there and make mistakes. Let's look at the questions that we actually need to answer.
Of course, most of us are never going to go to space. So how can the average person better understand this view of being a citizen of the universe?
I think starting with astronaut, cosmonaut, and other space traveler reports is a great way to do it. Another thing that's really exciting is there's a kind of a movement worldwide to quote-unquote bring the overview effect down to Earth. And virtual reality is one of the technologies people are working with. And the dream is that you could have the astronaut experience or something really close without leaving the planet.
Frank White, Boston-based space philosopher and author of the book The Cosma Hypothesis. Thanks a lot for coming in. Thanks for the conversation.
Thanks, Bob. It's been a pleasure.